We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You get donkey of the day, yeah, you dumb ass. You get donkey of the day, yeah, you dumb ass.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'ma fatten all that shit around your eyes.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They wait for Charlemagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They had to make a judgment of who was gonna be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Ed Sheeran, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, March 22nd, goes to James Craig. Who is James Craig? He's a 45-year-old dentist who was arrested on suspicion of first-degree murder Sunday, shortly after his wife died after being taken off life support. God bless her soul. That was her third trip to the hospital this month. What happened to his wife? Well, police believe that James Craig, the Colorado dentist, laced his wife's pre-workout protein shakes with arsenic and cyanide because he was trying to kill her so he could be with a woman he was having an affair with. Let's go to the news report, please.
This morning, a Colorado dentist waking up behind bars, accused of poisoning his wife and the mother of their 6 children. Police calling Angela Craig's death heinous, complex, and calculated, alleging James purchased arsenic and cyanide and secretly poisoned her protein shakes. According to the arrest warrant, after multiple recent hospital visits, Angela again checked into a hospital Wednesday morning, complaining of a severe headache and dizziness. Around 2 p.m., she had a seizure, her condition rapidly declining. Doctors moving her to the ICU, where she was put on life support before passing away Saturday. Police zeroing in on her husband. According to the warrant, after his co-worker told a nurse that James had ordered potassium cyanide to the office adding there was no medical reason or purpose to make such an order. Police also believe that James was having an affair, even flying a woman out to see him while his wife was dying in the hospital. Family members telling authorities this is not the first time James had tried to poison his wife. And the week before her death, she texted him that her head felt funny and dizzy, then said, "I feel drugged." James replying, "Given our history, I know that must be triggering. Just for the record, I didn't drug you."
Lord have mercy. Thank you to ABC News for that report. What a coward James is. We live in a world with so many different forms of communication. We can FaceTime and Zoom with people on another continent. We can speak daily via social media to people in other time zones. But with all this means of communication, for some strange reason, it's gotten harder for people to actually communicate. Folks don't know how to communicate anymore, okay? This woman would still be alive and this man would not be arrested for first-degree murder if this man just simply knew how to communicate. Just tell your woman you don't want to be with her anymore, okay? Or tell her you want to be in a Polynesian sauce relationship, okay? A little communication goes a long way, all right? This applies to all things. If you're busy, say it. If you're upset, express it. If you're running late, let people know. Don't make up dumbass excuses, lies no one believes, because now we can't trust you and now we think you're a liar. Okay, if you don't want to do something, be straightforward and say you don't want to do it. If you're unsure, ask. All right, if you don't want to be with someone anymore, just tell them. All right, it's so simple, but for whatever reason, the hardest thing for people to do is communicate. All right. Now, this is what I don't understand, but it's another one of these things that is happening in this strange internet era. People Googling the crimes they want to commit. Like, it's hilarious to me when I see police say evidence gathered by investigators and all the evidence is said criminal incriminating themselves via social media. Like, when I was coming up in the 1900s, you had Crime Stoppers. Remember Crime Stoppers?
I do.
Remember McGruff the Crime Dog? Mm-hmm. He'd take a bite out of crime. Those were entities created because they wanted to create a sense of community where people looked out for each other, okay? Mm-hmm. Basically, if you see something, say something. That, too, was a national campaign, by the way. The point is, they used to have these campaigns to encourage people to talk. Nowadays, you don't need that. You don't need that because folks is telling on each other with these things called laptops and smartphones, okay? Because James Craig was Googling questions like, is arsenic detectable in an autopsy? Investigators believe James put arsenic in one of the protein shakes he made for his wife. He also had a rush shipment of potassium cyanide and another substance, I think it's pronounced olandrin. He ordered the olandrin, but that was intercepted by authorities after they began investigating him. Man, let me tell you something. If you can spend all that money on those products, spend all that time and energy creating this diabolical plan to kill your wife, then you can spend that same money, time and energy on a marriage counselor, a therapist, some type of third party that can communicate for you what you are too much of a coward to communicate to her, and that is clearly that you just didn't want to be with her anymore. People like this I will never understand, okay? This man didn't lose his wife because he started cheating. No. He lost his wife because he stopped communicating. All right, you don't have to cheat to lose someone. You can lose someone from a lack of communication. I say it again. This woman is dead and this man is in prison because he was too afraid to communicate. Just tell her you want to move on, bruh. All right. Tell her things are not working anymore. All right. You might have lost some money in a divorce. You might have gotten half, but that is better than her being deceased and you spending the rest of your life in prison. You should have been Googling ways to divorce your wife peacefully. Okay, trust me, after I read this story this morning, I Googled that because I'm like, that's gotta be an option. You don't go straight to murder, do you? So if they ever go through my computer and see that in my search history, how to divorce your wife peacefully, trust me, I was doing research for this story.
Jesus.
Okay? I just want to put that out there.
Okay.
All right. And it's a bunch of them, all right? They have 10 tips for a peaceful divorce, even from a narcissistic spouse. They have 7 ways to divorce as peacefully as possible, 10 peaceful ways to divorce with dignity. There is a bunch of them. All right. The moral of the story today for this donkey is communicate, communicate, communicate. All right. When you lose communication, you lose everything. Simple as that. Without communication, there's no relationship. Without respect, there is no love. Without trust, there's no reason to continue. Please give James Craig the biggest hee-haw. My God.
And I just want to tell people out there, even if you clear your Safari history or your Chrome history, they can still pull it back up. Don't think when you erase that, it's gone forever. And I made it over. Nope. Mm-hmm. Once they take that laptop, they can go back to your history.
I think laptops should be treated like rap lyrics.
What you mean?
Meaning, sometimes we Google search things just because we can. Like, we might be in here having a conversation about something crazy, so we Google search it. So sometimes your Google search history can look nuts. But treat it like rap lyrics, meaning that if you're rapping about a crime, mm-hmm. and then you actually go commit that crime, then your laptop history can be, you know, used in the court of law. But sometimes we just be in here Google searching crazy ass stuff.
Let me pass me your laptop.
Go ahead.
I want to see what you Google.
Here, I have no problem doing that. It's gonna be some crazy stuff because I do Donkey of the Day every day. But
we'll do it when we come back. All right.
You don't even know how to do that.
I do.
I don't. Show me.
I'm not showing you. All right. When we come back now, Ayanla Von Zant stopped through earlier, and this is what she said about women these days.
What is the distinction between feminine power and masculine power? And we've been conditioned and trained to be men in skirts. We do everything like men. We compete like men. I said this on the R Spot a few weeks ago. I said, most women want their boyfriend to act like their girlfriends, you know, chatting, shopping. But when the man comes home, what they meet is another dude.
So the question is 800-585-1051. Are women today more masculine than feminine?
Now, let the record show, during that conversation, Envy and I were doing what we should have been doing, which is just sitting there and listening, because I am not a woman, nor do I identify as a woman.
Me neither.
Okay, so that is a Ayanla Vazan is OG woman. So that is her place to say, and that is her opinion. Therefore, I don't want to hear from none of y'all Negroes on the phone either. All y'all Caucasian males. I want to hear from nothing but women about this topic.
Okay.
Hispanic males too. Males, if you got a penis, right, don't call up for this topic. I want to hear from the women about this.
Are women today more masculine than feminine? That is the question. 800-585-1051. Let's have a discussion.
Only people with hoo-has. What did
she say? She said a hoo-ha.
Only people with hoo-has can call.
Yeah, only people with hoo-has.
If you got a little hee-hee, don't call. Okay.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial pound 250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's pound 250 from your cell and say the bull.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.